Welcome to Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard No More Kings with the Living Dead. That sort of throws it back to the previous show. If you haven't heard about
definitely
check it out on the website.
Views on zombies and zombie culture.
That's what it is. Well, was that?
When are they going to become a recognized sub-race?
Hold on. Was that last week or was that 2 weeks ago? When did we do the list?
That was last week. Wasn't it?
Did we do the 50 things?
I don't know. I'm old, MG.
It doesn't matter. You know what? I got you because all of this data is on the internet. It's online. It's on our website.
I can tell you where it's at.
What is the website? Where is it at?
It's exppoints.com. Double tap that P.
You can
like a zombie.
You can all the... What? Like a zombie?
Double tap a zombie. Double That's
tap.
How you kill him.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I was like,
you're ex-military, right?
Does the zombie tap the P twice? Is that...
I mean,
commas.
Sure. If you're an experience point zombie, remember the P.
Commas matter.
That's my goal in life, is to, when the zombie apocalypse happens, have our listeners remember to tap P's.
Double tap the
so
P's.
So all the zombies are going, P.
No, that's what they're saying instead of brains.
Yeah.
This is the show where we talk about geek stuff. If you want to check us out online, do that. If you want to check us out on the social media, you can go to exppoints.com/social, and it'll be our social media landing page for the Facebook and Twitter and the yada, yada, yada. We also have PayPal, Patreon, and Steam. You can check us out on all our Steam groups. We are online at other places too, though, iTunes and Stitcher. So if you don't
want to listen to us,
if you don't want to stream us on the site, you can always just like sync us up to your device, whether that's an Android or an iPhone.
We don't care.
Those Windows Phone guys, the three that we know.
Yeah. Well, we're watching out for everyone. We're equal opportunity.
That's what we are. Yeah. No, it's good. We are going to come back after this track. We're going to talk about what we did last week. This is Danny Weissner with "The World Is Saved." New stuff on Experience Points. Check us after the break. I'm MG,
and I'm Red Bear.
You listen to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm still MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was "The World Is Saved" by Danny Weissner. Bear, this is the segment of the show. Before we talk about this segment,
what's up?
The World Is Saved by Danny Weissner. That song is like an endearing song because we've all been there where we've just beaten the last boss, the final level. We've taken down the boss and we let the credits roll and we let the fanfare and everyone's lifting you up in the game. Yeah, you saved the day. The world is saved. The dragon is dead, or you're the dragon, or whatever. You know, input the ending to whatever game you were playing. And then you realize, like, well, it's 5:30 or 6:30 in the morning. I am going to be late for work. I need to get up, and your body is destroyed from sitting there all night playing these games.
Yeah.
And it's what we live for. It's what we do as gamers. Like that's our cross to bear. You know, that's our sacrifice.
The 5 a.m.
Yeah, like the crawl.
Been asleep four
it is
hours
the crawl.
Ago.
You know, it's not the walk of shame. It's the drudgy. I need two Red Bulls stat. You know, on an IV. I need all of this stuff.
When you get to that point where you debate going to sleep at all. Or you should just stay up.
And we've all been there. If you haven't been there, you truly have not gamed. Like
you're
you can't take your Candy Crush and you throw it away because that's not what a real gamer is about.
Casual.
You're there, spend all night playing Mega Man X, and you don't come to me and tell me that you're not tired because Mega Man X. But we've all been there, and that's such a good song. Again, that's "The World Is Saved" by Danny Weissner. Such an encapsulating song of that feeling of, you know, sometimes it's depressing when you beat your favorite game. You know, you beat your favorite game like Mass Effect 1 or 2 or Half-Life. One or two or 2.1 or 2.2.
You know, again,
you get to that point where you want the game to never end.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not just games either. It's any type of media. Like I finished
movies.
House of Cards. Yep. I have to wait a whole another year.
Or even books. You know, like especially
Books are the worst because you put such an investment into it.
Especially because you have to read.
Yeah,
your
that's
eyes.
Hard.
Your eyes get a workout.
I've done that since grade school.
It's such a. It's not defeating, but it feels defeating. And again, the world is saved.
It's
just,
well, it's like you had this high from beating everything, but then what's left?
Right.
Now?
You know, where does that leave you after you're done? And the world is saved is a song that just says, you know what, just take solace and be proud in the achievement that you saved the world. You did that. And that's awesome. Like, I think we can all, I'm playing Skyrim just to kind of preempt, you know, what we're going to talk about, what we did this past week. But I'm playing Skyrim, and I am definitely, I can't wait till I save this world. It's going to be so good. Bear, what do you want to start? What did you do this past week?
Well, to start with, I stopped playing Skyrim.
You stopped Skyrim.
So, yes, I'm doing the diety thing, trying to, you know, get the beach body ready.
Are you dieting away from video games?
No, just sitting down? So, I uninstalled Skyrim because, let's be honest, I will 5 a.m. every day on Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just unhealthy.
All the mods in the world.
Oh, God. Yeah, so beautiful.
Yep.
But, yeah, so, stop playing Skyrim. MLP Season 5 premiere happened last weekend. So,
wow,
the hiatus
already
is
on
over.
Five seasons.
Yeah. They're going to have great. Their 100th episode this season.
Nice. Very
cool.
So, yeah,
cool. That's cool for everyone.
Round of applause for
Yay.
MLP.
And, well, that's pretty much what I did. Still playing a lot of Pokemon and stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said, trying to get outside,
which is hard. Have you played
any
more?
Have you been outside? It is hot and sticky.
It was hot and sticky, and then...
and rainy.
Previously, it was rainy and wet.
Like, obviously, the gods don't want me to be healthy.
No. It's
Gaben is angry that I have uninstalled a game.
Well, and everyone says, well, dude, you could just do, like, push-ups and crunches in the house. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Eat pizza and play video games.
It's so convenient for you to get pizza delivered, you know?
Oh, my God. We don't even start that
in a modern society, but...
No, there's no... Like, you can rig it so you never have to leave home.
Oh, no, with Amazon and pizza
and toilet paper right to your door.
Walmart. You know, it's really good in, like, bigger cities like planned cities or really
planned cities because we don't know what those are around here.
No, like in Chicago or in California, you know, in San Francisco, you can
actually it's actually a state. I'd like everyone to know that.
Right, I'm sorry, I'm in San Francisco. You've got these places that have like super awesome transportation and everything, but they don't you don't even need to use that. They will deliver the groceries. You just send them a list.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Do the shopping for you. You give them like $15, $20, and you know what? That's a good write off. That is good.
To be able to never leave your
home
again. I
feel like we need that down here. But yeah, is that all you did this past weekend? You exercised extreme restraint, uninstalled a game, and then
that was hard.
Then pretended to want to try to work out.
Yeah, basically. I worked on my bicycle, getting it
awesome.
Up and running again.
Very cool.
And then the tube popped in it, but... You know, almost was healthy.
I was not aware that bicycles had tubes. I thought that was just the internet. Like, the internet had tubes.
So, the tire, like, you have the tire, and there's an inflatable tube inside the tire.
Oh,
and
okay,
separate,
okay, for the bike.
Like, it's not like a car.
I see.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's my life.
So I've started playing Skyrim again. I was at that point where I'm at the Thieves Guild and I'm about to go out and we're gonna find Kalara or Kylara or whatever. And so I'm working with all these mods and I made the mistake where I installed too many mods. I installed all these
mods.
We've
all been there.
And it broke the game. A friend of mine said use Mod Manager.
Yeah.
The internet is slow at my house, so Mod Manager kind of took a back seat. I just wanted to keep playing the game. Abysmal. That is a good word. It's a very abysmal outlook on my internet situation. But no, I actually played a mod called Wormstooth. It kept me entertained probably for 3 to 5 hours. It is completely like fan made DLC type of mod. It has a lot of dwarf. It takes you to Wormstooth Island where there's a mining company that's been like ransacked by a dragon that you meet and you know you find, and it's just this fantastic display of DLC in mod form.
That's awesome.
By a fan. If you haven't downloaded and tried Wormstooth, it is well worth it. It's fully voice acted. Some of the voice acting is a little bad, but the dragon's voice acting is amazing.
I mean, they didn't hire us to do it, let's be
honest. Well, no, not at all.
By the way.
If you're interested, Patreon, $5, and we'll voice act
whatever
you want.
We'll voice act anything for you.
But no, so I played that. It takes place like in a dwarven undercity, which is with a lot of Falmer and Dwemer and influences. It's really, really good. Like parts of the game that I haven't even gotten to in the main storyline. But now I'm back in the main storyline and I'm kind of back up and running. It was actually a really eventful week for me because I finally built what I'm calling Mighty X. It's my ITX. I'm calling it Mighty X. MG's Mighty X.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is so good. I use the EVGA Hadron Air. I think I have... Noctua, like NHB, the biggest cooler
Noctua,
I could fit in that thing.
I love all of their products, by the way.
It's really, really
good.
Now,
they're expensive.
They weren't bad. I spent like $60 for the NHB UB2, I think. It was the really, really nice one. It's rocking an i5.
Is it the slimline one?
No, there's nothing slimline about this thing.
Oh, so you didn't make a tiny build.
It's all inside a mini ITX case, but I put the biggest, best CPU cooler that was an air CPU cooler that I could find in that build.
And it fit.
And it fit. It was
That speaks a lot to technology.
It is the biggest one. Like, literally, the only thing I have in this is I have an SSD, a 240 SSD, 840 EVO from Samsung.
Okay.
I've got a 2 terabyte Western Digital, I think it's a green drive, in there for high-capacity storage, arguable high-capacity storage.
I must say, remember when 2 terabytes was insane?
Yeah. I'm rocking, I think it's like a 4690 i5 processor. I didn't need an i7.
No,
there's
no
reason to have it.
You really don't.
It's Devil's Canyon, though, so it is getting all the stuff. I think I have an Ace Rock or an AS Rock Z79. It's got built-in wireless AC. That's wireless air conditioning.
Yeah,
I don't even need to carry.
I'm leaving.
No.
We're done here.
AC is the new standard. Built-in wireless AC. It's got something really cool for media center PCs. It's got HDMI in. So
ooh.
I can actually plug HDMI in, and with just like a hotkey, it can switch over to that display.
Oh, I like that.
And that's really neat.
That
and
nice.
I also have, I upgraded my 760 in my main case to a 970, and I took the 760 and put it in the Mighty X. So
I gotcha.
I am rocking that. It is awesome. It is not slowing down or stopping. I tried out some Watch Dogs, some Skyrim on Super Mega Ultra High
Isn't
settings.
Isn't it cool how we can do that?
It's really great.
Like,
you know what?
Tiny tech.
And 2 years ago, or a year ago, we couldn't do that. They were regulated to, you Plex on them. Yeah, you watch videos on them. Yeah, you could play some internet games on them. This is really, really the next step, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to go back to something else. I hadn't done it yet. That's why I didn't mention it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm spinning up a health management blog.
Nice.
And it should actually be up today with the first post.
Very cool. Yeah, we'll definitely link that in the show notes.
Stuff.
And we'll go ahead and we'll have a separate section because, I mean, I have my personal blog. You'll have your personal blog.
Yeah.
We'll have a little experience points like what
we
do on our off time.
It's a Tumblr.
Yeah. It'll be Tumblr's nice.
Dude, by the way, if you've never used Tumblr, it's just a great platform.
Flickr's the picture one. Tumblr is the blog one.
Blog
WordPress
engine.
Is the practically anything at this point.
Yeah.
But
the content management, I think.
CMS, content management
system.
To end out my week, though, I started watching Attack on Titan, the anime.
I did watch Attack on Titan
Abridged. Yeah.
Which has got me going, I need to watch this.
Attack on Titan, it's one of those things where, and it's for me. I'm gonna say classic or vintage or whatever, like 1990s esque anime type of person,
right.
Early 2000s esque anime type.
Oh,
of person.
Oh, what was that? Oh, the one with the motorcycles.
Akira.
Yeah, dude. That
I
like the pinnacle.
That's me. Like I want an adult anime that doesn't mind pulling out all the stops to show me something. I don't want giant naked people on Attack on Titan. But no, it's piqued my interest. It's kept my interest. It's held me for, I think I'm on the 11th episode, and it doesn't care. It's like a Game of Thrones type of. It's like Game of Thrones. That's what it is, in anime form.
With giant people.
Yeah. Well, in the fact, like Game of Thrones, it does not care about. They don't care about killing people off.
Not even a little.
Attack
bit.
On Titan, like. I don't have a running counter, but so many people die. And it's just overall really, really crazy. But other than that, I think that's about it. I did get in my second loot crate.
Ooh,
I subscribed to loot crate.
I did loot crate about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Loot crate
cool.
is really nice. It's one of those things where I think I need a shelf of knickknacks. And I just need to start building
my
knickknack shelf.
I don't have that much space for things.
Yeah. I think it's more like, hey, you get cool stuff. Like ThinkGeek. ThinkGeek does it, where you buy cool stuff for your office.
Yeah.
And Loot Crate is sort of this. Hey, you get a t-shirt. Like, I think in the most recent.
There's Loot Crate and there's another one.
Yeah, there is another one, like Geekbox or something.
Yeah, something like that. I can't think of the name
It's effectively the same thing. For those that don't know, for $15 a month-ish, $15-ish dollars a month, you get Loot Crate, which is a box that has well over that much amount of stuff in it. So it'll be a t-shirt. That has a theme. Everything in it has a theme. I got the one from November. I actually bought that one because I'm a Mega Man fan, and it has a Mega Man little mini helmet that Capcom made exclusively for Loot Crate.
Nice.
But they also gave me like Street Fighter 4 Super Edition, like $20 game
for
not? Free, and Lichborn and a bunch of stuff. So anyway, this segment's running long. We're going to cut to a song, come back, and we're going to talk about sort of the new. Or we're going to talk about a retro segment, and then we're going to go into some news. This is the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. If you've watched our social media, I have been blasting this for like at least the past week. Just blasting it at 11. This is by Big Giant Circles, the Chiptune Legacy. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. That was the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. I love that song. It's
isn't
like
it great?
Rockin'. I wish,
feel so much more energized
I wish
now.
I could just copy and paste that song and like stretch it for the entire hour. Like, you know, we're cool
we
and everything.
We could do that.
No, we're not going to do... What was it? Rocko's Modern Life, where they just showed mayonnaise for 30 minutes or something? Like, that was the joke.
I think they had that, and I think they also had the Tree Channel, didn't they?
Yeah, that was it. This is the retro segment. This is where we talk about something that we thought was cool, or, you know, it's a throwback. It's a way back machine type of thing.
You could say you thought it was cool, Matt.
We think it's cool. This retro segment is going to be about digital pets. Back in the day,
which,
you know,
surprisingly aren't as popular anymore.
We've got Neopets. Like, Neopets were the big
Neopets
things, right?
Neopets were awesome.
And Neopets still exist. But
yeah, I actually went on that site not too long ago.
You didn't need to admit that.
On air,
he's
I
like,
didn't have to say
he's
that.
Like, he's like putting his finger in his mouth, like, I didn't know.
Whoops.
No, so digital pets can, you know, back in the day, like 1996 is when, in this case, Tamagotchi. We're looking at Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchis.
They came out,
and everyone had
everyone
one.
Had them.
Everyone.
For those that don't know or don't remember, Tamagotchi is a little egg shaped type of thing. In fact,
the word design looked like an egg.
The word Tamagotchi is a combination of the word Tamago, which is egg, and then the English word for watch, so egg watch.
I did not know that until just now.
I had a misunderstanding. I thought it was a kind of like a transformation of the word Tomodachi, which is friends in Japanese.
That would have been even more creative.
But fun fact, the things off of Ghost in the Shell, the like six leg things, those are called like Tomodachis or whatever. They're friends.
Oh, so, wow. So much things make more sense now.
Anyway, the Tamagotchi, though, this little egg-shaped thing with a little, it's had like...
Tiny little...
It was like a 64 by 64 pixel...
Was it even that
maybe,
big?
Maybe not. I was thinking a 3230. It was really, really tiny.
It was tiny.
This pixelated little egg you got, and you,
now,
put, you had three
now,
buttons.
Now, when you say a screen, though, I want people to understand, these aren't like LCD screens like today.
No, it was like a one-inch...
Like, it's a watch face.
A 2-inch by 2-inch screen,
it was the old-style watch faces.
Like, smartwatches are bigger. Like, I'm wearing a Pebble, and it was bigger than the Tamagotchi. But you had three buttons, and that would, you know, do your menu operations, and you had a little egg. And after some time, this egg would hatch, and you'd have a Tamagotchi. You'd have your friend.
Yay.
And you'd have to take care of them. You'd have to
constantly
feed them and make sure that they were being active and clean up the poop.
There was always poop.
And feed them and tell them to go to bed. And you had to, like, give them commands. And it was really like, you know, just Tamagotchi was your thing. You had to take care of them like a dog or a cat or, you know, weasel or a ferret.
Without having to have a dog or a cat or a weasel.
Or real
I
poop.
Suppose.
And
or even real poop.
These things could live and they'll transform. They'll, like, promote themselves up and age. And they will become bigger or different or whatever. And you can kind of influence that in a little bit of way. So if you gave them a bunch of food, you know, they'd evolve into like a fat Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
If you gave them like enough food, they'd be like the perfect, you know, midline Tamagotchi. If you didn't feed them enough, maybe they wouldn't evolve at all. Or maybe they'd just evolve into like the skinny Tamagotchi. Or they would die.
Which was a problem.
There were a few offshoots. There were like these competition type of things. Digimon came to mind, and this was Bandai as well. But this was more for like guys. Like this was the Mighty Max version of the Polly Pocket. You know.
Oh, it must have been that they'd fight.
Right. That the Digimons were these two little rectangles. They had bricks, and there was like a jail cell that was punched open, and that was where the screen was.
Yeah.
And it still had the three buttons, and you had this little two pronged connector at the top of each of them that you could connect two of them together, and
yes,
you could have your Digimon fight. Now this is very loosely based on the Digimon anime series. In fact,
I was wondering if it actually was.
I think
because I didn't get that feel from it.
I want to say I can't remember. I think it was the Virtual Pets first, right? And then they made
the
Digimon
was
Adventure
an offshoot from that, really.
Right.
Okay,
so
that makes more sense.
The games came first, and it was they again like Tamagotchi sort of did it first, and then there were the Digimon by the same company. But then you had Tutuki Bako was a similar type of from Bandai, a similar type of.
So
you
Bandai
know, game
basically
thing.
Owned this industry, by the way.
More or less, yeah, they were really good. This was a little different. It was like an alarm clock, but you could like mess
those.
With it. You could like stick your finger in this little hole, and it was just really simple. You know, you could feed things with it. It was fun. There were.
I like how you just gloss over. You could stick your finger in this hole.
You could stick your finger in the hole, and it would like. It would know that your finger is in the hole, and your finger would appear in the game, but it wouldn't really. There was also the Gigapet or Gigapet, depending on how you say it, by Tiger Electronics in 97. This
yes,
was
I remember
made
that
by
one.
Tiger Electronics to completely fight against the Tamagotchi and the Digimon games.
So I think Tamagotchi always held the market.
It did. It did so much so that there was actually a problem in schools back in the day.
They were banned from our school.
I had a Tamagotchi. It was the clear one. You could see through it.
Oh, man.
I
think I had a blue one.
Yeah, those were cool, too. Gen 1 and Gen 2 Tamagotchis could die in less than half a day. You could be at school, your Tamagotchi would die, and I remember freaking out because I'm like, I'm sitting in English class. What am I doing? My Tamagotchi, my friend.
I gotta take care of this.
They could die.
It's my only friend.
My only friend. It really was, though.
Yeah, I know.
Aside from
you.
Oh.
That changed everything.
Sorry.
When you did that.
Yeah, I know. Why are we in a show together? But yeah, so schools actually were banning them because maybe some
schools ban anything that's fun.
Yeah, bubblegum, cell phones,
yo-yos,
Tamagotchi, yo-yos, skateboards,
Pokemon cards,
dude, the cards and magic.
Yeah, God. Well, they hardcore banned magic.
Yeah. But yeah, so this changed the way that they developed Tamagotchis, though, at the developmental level. So much so that they added a pause mode or a travel show so that you can leave your Pokemon, leave your Tamagotchi and go to school without it dying. Because I think, they had the Pokemon games.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, if you had a Pikachu that, it was, just your friend.
I don't know. I thought that was Pokemon Yellow, in my opinion, but do you have anything to add to this segment before we cut it out?
Yes, actually.
Go ahead.
So, I'm disappointed because on smartphones and all the technology we have, Tamagotchi's still falling off.
Yeah, I feel like I could get one for my Pebble,
Yeah, you should be able to.
It still
has
four
buttons. The closest thing I've
seen
is my niece was playing with Happy Poop.
Happy Poop?
Happy Poop.
Interesting.
It's basically the poop from Tamagotchi. Except you take care of the poop.
Okay.
And it's alive.
That's a little...
I don't know.
That's a little scary.
This is where we are in technology, people.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
We're going to end...
Happy Poop.
We're going to end on that because that was weird.
Who flung my Happy Poop?
This is New Stuff to Experience Points, now hiring with by Dr. Awkward, featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord. You're hearing it on Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Catch us after the break. This is Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. You just heard Now Hiring by Dr. Awkward featuring Schaefer the Dark Lord. Really good stuff. And new stuff to Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We are your hosts. We are going to talk about some news, some things that have kind of been happening in the news area around us.
Kick up your feet, get ready for your news.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is stuff that's happening. We don't expect you to read the internet or stay on top of,
There's
blogs
so
or whatever.
Words.
There are a lot of
and
words.
And if you watch videos, it takes
we
so
were talking
long.
About reading books earlier. Like,
it's
I can't
hard.
Believe we still do that, when there's movies and stuff. Let's talk about PlayStation Vita, right? So PlayStation Vita is a handheld component to the PS3, PS4, and then Sony, of course, made PlayStation Vita to sort of connect to both of those. Not to connect. It wasn't like the purpose or whatever. But you wouldn't know that because back in 2012, whenever the Vita was first really being sold, Sony sort of sold it with all of these... I'm going to say features, but they weren't real features. Like, there were things they wanted to do, like enhanced remote play with PlayStation 3, which was what the PSP wanted to do way back in the day, was you can play PS3 games remotely by actually sort of remote desktopping to your PlayStation 3. The PSP sort of did it. It wasn't good, though. It was laggy.
Yeah.
You didn't have all the buttons. You didn't have two analog sticks. You didn't have two shoulder buttons. There were some problems. The PS Vita, though, sort of was hopefully going to remedy that situation because the entire back's a big, giant touchscreen, so you could divide up the different quadrants no matter how you want.
Which always felt like underutilized.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It's a thin... Again, if it was the size of like a brick... Instead of like the size of a really, really thin brick.
Oh, that's true.
I think it's the ergonomics aren't really made for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3 type of content. And that's okay because it really excels at games like Golden Abyss, the Uncharted game for PlayStation Vita. It's really, really good for that. And any other touchscreen stuff. But the point is, it had more input. Well, anyway, back in 2012, though, it was selling it using using like these features like to kind of bait the customer in, like PS3. Remote play and multiplayer games over 3G network and PS3 Vita cross saving. That was the big thing. Cross saving was really, really, really sought after. And they never really materialized. Nothing really happened with it, you know? They never, like, increased
so many promises, that. Like so many things in the past.
Right. And, I mean, back in 2012. Well, this has apparently been an ongoing litigation. So if you bought a PlayStation Vita at some point and registered that PlayStation Vita, you are entitled to $25 in PSN credit or a $25 check.
Aww,
or
yeah.
You can choose one of three bundles. The bundles consist of the action-adventure bundle, where it's God of War collection for PS3, Beyond Two Souls for PS3, Twisted Metal, the new one for PS3, and then PS Vita Unit 13, or you can go family friendly, has Little Big Planet 2, Puppeteer, Uncharted the Golden Abyss, and Mod Nation Racers, or you can get the variety pack where it's God of War, Little Big Planet 2, Mod Nation Racers, and Unit 13. All you have to do is, if you did get that email, you follow the information in the email. If you didn't, just go ahead and Google search, you know, PS Vita lawsuit game.
And I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find it. You'll need your model number and your serial number, and thankfully those are both located on the actual device, so that's pretty much all there is to do with the PS Vita right now. It is good, though. I do like my PlayStation Vita. I have it.
I play
Luftrausers all day long. Luftrausers is made by... can't remember exactly who made it. It's the same company that produced Miami Hotline Miami.
Oh, okay.
It's the same developer.
I got you. But more important news...
And more important,
Half-Life 3!
Not confirmed.
No, okay, so it's not Half-Life 3, but it's the closest thing we're getting now.
What do we have?
You were playing Skyrim, you played an entire fan-made mod for it.
Yeah.
Where it was awesome and fun. So Half-Life 2 mod just released, what was it, last week or something?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, it was at least last week, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I thought I played it.
It was released in the past.
Who knows how time works. Anyway, so Half-Life 2 mod is a completely fan-based mod. New levels, it's more than just a new map. It's a new story for Half-Life 2, and they've redone everything in it.
When does this take place in the Half-Life universe? Is it after Half-Life 2 episode 2?
I think it's after Half-Life 2.
Okay, so it's like it's a direct continuation of what we're doing.
More Half-Life. So we get more Half-Life from the fans, and that's what I love about today's day and age when fans can like make this type of content.
With Source Filmmaker.
Source Filmmaker.
With Source Filmmaker and with...
That's 2 a.m. YouTube time.
With all the... YouTube poop. We're talking about YouTube poop. You've got Source Filmmaker now. You've got the entire SDK tools with Hammer, the new Hammer.
Yeah.
All of the stuff. So it's really, really, really good. How much... I think it only added an hour or two?
Something. It's not that much, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
It puts the needle back in your vein for it. And it looks beautiful. I actually downloaded it and played some last week.
Yep.
And they even have developer commentary.
Nice.
With the nodes and everything. Cool. So that's really fun.
I know someone recently, I was starting to write a post about Usenet versus torrents versus just paying for something.
just
streamable
it.
Things. And I was looking through a torrent site. I think it was KA Torrents or whatever. Or maybe Demonoid. They released a 2015 version of Half-Life 2 that is a lot of fan-based YouTube-type commentary and new lighting engines. Yeah. But it's virtually the same game. As a torrent, I'm not saying it's illegal or anything, but it was interesting to see that, there's still a lot of love for this. I mean, the game is very, very old. I think it's 9 years old or 8 years old.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Man, I was still in high school when it came
out. It's really, really old. So, I mean, the fact that this is still alive and well is fantastic.
It's great. So, it's great. It's free if you want Half-Life 2, by the way.
Yeah, you can
so
just go download it.
Load up Steam and that. It's probably still on the homepage. That's how I found out about it. Just
very
popped
cool.
up.
I'll have to do
go
that.
Go check that out.
I'll download
out.
It where I have. I'll go to a Starbucks and download it.
Hit me with something interesting, Matt.
So have you ever watched the Angry Joe show?
Yeah.
So Joe Vargas is super, super angry, and that's his thing. He's got over 2 million subscribers on YouTube.
Wait, let me guess. The news story is he was angry.
He was angry about something. Fun fact.
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert. No, he was angry about something. Apparently, he posted a video of him playing Mario Party 10 with some friends, and he was saying, yeah, Mario Party 10 is really, really good. It's really, really fun. But we've talked about it previously, way back in the day, I think season 4, where Nintendo, or some companies rather, not exclusively Nintendo, but some companies don't like you using their content without them getting a piece of the pie, without some piece of that revenue. Nintendo apparently, and they work with big YouTubers to kind of they get paid for their ad revenue. They also get paid for the free, publicity. These people doing that. And arguably, people go and watch these YouTube shows. They watch Boogie, or they watch Angry Joe, or Ray William Johnson. They watch them for the personality. They don't watch it for necessarily just the game review. They watch it for the personality.
Oh, absolutely.
But
why
anyway,
do you think I watch Yahtzee?
That's it. Exactly. You don't care what the game's about.
It literally doesn't matter.
You care about the zero punctuation of it. Anyway, Nintendo filed a claim against his Mario Party 10, so he is officially done covering anything Nintendo. I don't know if that means non-Nintendo games, like he's just talking about first-party games, or if he's talking about like first-party games, the console itself, anything on the Wii U, because, you know, you sell, and I'm not saying Fire Emblem, I think Fire Emblem or Pokemon or whatever, something that's done by not Nintendo, and I'm pretty sure Fire Emblem's not done by Nintendo, but or Xenoblade, you know, you have a game that's really good and it's only on Wii U. Can you talk about that? Is that going to be okay to talk about? Because you're inadvertently...
We'll see how angry he stays.
Indirectly. He was pretty angry in his video, but I mean, he usually is. It's angry,
Joe. It's kind of his thing.
Yep. Anyway, what you got, Bear?
All right, well, we got... You ever been to Chuck E. Cheese?
I've been to Chuck E. Cheese. Not recently, but...
Yeah, okay. You were always freaked out by the robots, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, if you haven't played Five Nights at Freddy's...
There's two parts now. Yeah.
Yeah. So Five Nights at Freddy's basically takes place in a type of Chuck E. Cheese type place, and it's terrifying. You're a security officer.
You just watch monitors.
Yeah, and then the robots come to life and try to kill you. So that's fun.
Awesome.
So even more terrifying. That's a terrifying game, by the way. It's one of the most terrifying
games.
It's
like Puppet Master, but a video game.
Yeah. So I'm going to say it's up on the terrifying level of Alien Isolation for me.
Oh, very
nice. Those are two great horror games, which is awesome to have that much horror out. It's getting scarier.
What's scarier about it?
We've turned it over to Hollywood.
Like Oculus Rift.
Oh, God, no. Nope, not even going to think about it. We've turned it over to Hollywood. Warner Brother Pictures has picked up Five Nights at Freddy's for a motion picture event.
That's awesome.
It's currently handed off to writers to get a script together.
There's just lots of screaming. That's all you do. Lots of screaming in this game.
I'm imagining how this is going to take place. Is it going to be like that phone booth movie where the guy was in the phone booth the whole time with a sniper?
Yeah.
Because I just imagine it's going to be a security officer at a desk the whole time. If they can pull that off, that would be crazy.
That's like, well, you know, that's why Half-Life will never, ever really get a movie. It's like they have to make Gordon speak because we like people that talk. We appreciate that.
If they could pull off Gordon never speaking in a film, it'd be amazing.
It'd be really, really awesome.
So, yeah, that's happening very early development.
Is that good news for you? Like,
oh,
do you
it's
like
great
that?
News for me. I mean, I'm always concerned because the horror genre is my favorite genre.
Yeah.
It's done so poorly all the time.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's was a great... They rely on jump scares, which I'm usually not a fan of, but the way they did it was great. And the creator, Scott, is going to be involved, apparently, in some capacity.
I would hope so.
So that's good news. I
have better news. I have better news than that. Yeah. So this is what we're going to end the segment on because it's...
Everyone sit down.
It's a short... Everyone, if you're not sitting...
Put your coffee down.
That's it. It'll be hot. It'll spill on you.
It's terrible.
So we talk about like your favorite recent games a lot. You know, we talk about, I really enjoyed The Swapper. We're playing through Skyrim or whatever. But you talk back frequently about Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Oh, yeah. That's my top five after the apocalypse I have to have.
All right. We really like that game, and I think we share a combined likeness of over 9,000 for the game.
Yeah.
For Jensen, and the actual jacket and the fashion and the geometricness.
Oh yeah, no, like the entire style of the game is beautiful, yeah. And I wish that architecture was everywhere, like it is in that game.
And well, I mean,
live in that. What was it, Detroit? Right.
Yeah, it was Detroit.
Yeah, I wish that Detroit existed.
The overwhelming feeling is like, man, we just need more of this. Like, and we got the Missing Link. We got like the Missing Link DLC, and then we got the other weird like iOS Android game.
The one that they had done for iOS and then ported to Steam. Right. I played it. It was odd.
I didn't play that.
It was odd.
But we always wanted more. Well, now we have a leak from NeoGAF. Found by NeoGAF from a Russian website.
We can always trust the Russians.
There is a sequel for Human Revolution. It's called Deus Ex Mankind Divided. No release date yet. Square has not come out officially by this, but we'll put a link.
Those look like screenshots you got.
Yeah,
there.
We pulled some screenshots. I'll put a link to these screenshots or to the blog post where we got the screenshots. They look very nice. We can see
very
that
Deus Ex-y.
They are very
Deus sexy.
I mean, that's nice. This doesn't look like an engine. It looks like concept art with some in-engine-ness. But it does look very Unreal Engine like. It looks very, very, very good.
I would imagine probably go with the new Unreal Engine.
I would hope so. We are going to cut to a song and we're going to come back. We're going to end up the show. We're going to do Critical Hit by No More Kings. We have Critical Hit by MC Frontalot.
Right.
This is Critical Hit by No More Kings. We'll catch you after the flip. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Am I saying, oh yeah, it's a critical hit. It's critical. Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're out of time, but you know what? Before we go, we are going to hit you with a little bit of extra knowledge. First off, that was Critical Hit by No More Kings.
Not MC Frontalot.
Not MC Frontalot.
Though, both great songs.
Both really good songs, yeah. No, so this has been a news show. A news show. Notice we had like three news shows. This is like the fourth one that we've done.
Lots of news. Lots of things happening, and that's always good news.
Well, and we're on spring break. I mean, you know, a lot of what we're going to have to come.
I'm not even wearing shoes right now.
What?
Yeah.
That's what that smell is.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of what we do during spring break is like, you know, we're playing games, we're doing stuff. You're writing a blog, so there's a lot of new content coming out.
We're not going to the beach.
We're not
that's
going to the beach
crazy
yet.
Talk.
Well, we could all use a little slimming down.
We're getting ready. I'm not prepared.
No. I had some chicken the other day. It was good.
Shut up.
At least I had chicken. Speaking of which, we've got a new promo that should be airing pretty soon. We've got put together by our very own, Southeastern's very own, Matt Doyle.
And great job, company.
Very, very good, Matt. We listened to it, and I don't even think we redubbed it. Like, we're going to keep his vocals or something.
We thought about redoing it, but it was good.
It was very, very good. I was very happy that I didn't even know they were doing it. It was very good from the entire KSLU team.
Better than that old one that Gil guy did.
You know what? It's just so old. Listen to it. I'm like,
you sounded like
I
a
like
kid.
Video games, and I bet you do too. And I'm thinking, what?
We
Who
don't.
Is this
we do
guy?
Not have to relive this.
No, it was so great. I should play that right now, but I'm not going to. No. So a few things, Bear. Before we talk about the website, happy birthday to
me.
Not you. It's the previous co-host of Experience Points, Will North. It's his birthday.
Will.
I don't know how old you are, Will. I don't even know if you're listening. I hope you are. He listens every now and then. He's in Baton Rouge right now. But happy birthday to you. Thank you I believe you did season three. Late season three, early season three, and then Bear came on. It was fantastic working with you, so happy birthday. I hope everything's great.
Yeah, man. Good job.
I'm glad that Bear's here now, though, because, I mean, we need a co-host.
You need a bear in the room.
You know, we need a bear. We got to talk about the obligatory bear in the room. No, so Bear, what is the website if you want to check us out?
Points.com. Double tap the P.
exppoints.com. We are on social media if you want to check us out there as well. exppoints.com/social. Please like the Facebook group, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow the Twitter.
And my blog should be up today.
The Google Plus thing. We'll go ahead and we'll put a link in the show notes for Bear's blog.
I may even do my description on the site.
And that'd be great.
How many? It's been like a year.
It's been a little over a year. I've been keeping track. But yep, so that is the show. We're gonna actually end on two songs. This is Tabletop by Beefy, which is a really funny name. We're gonna end on Tabletop by Beefy, and then Take It From Me by Kirby Crackle. You have anything else to add, Bear?
No, I think that's
it. That's it.
We're gonna catch
you next Wednesday, where we're gonna talk about more cool stuff and
have fun on spring break,
non-cool stuff. Yeah, like go outside. It's really cool. Get a tan, cut that grass, mow that lawn.
Sunburns.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM KSLU.